Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the stories of the prophets are a source of great strength and comfort for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it's important for all of us to learn and reflect on these stories and derive the lessons, the strength, and spirituality from the stories of these great and noble prophets that Allah has given to us in the Quran. Therefore, I'm very pleased to share with you the series that I delivered in the Qalam Masjid, on the Qalam campus, all throughout the month of Ramadan 2024, corresponding to 1445 after Hijrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of benefit for all of us. Please enjoy the series.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing, inshallah, with our series here in the month of Ramadan, which is focusing on the stories of the prophets in the Quran and how we can derive lessons and inspiration from these remarkable stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Yesterday, we talked about the repentance of Adam alayhi salam, the self-blame and repentance of Adam alayhi salam, and the lesson that that provides for us. And we looked at the juxtaposition between, once again, the self-blame and Adam, the self-blame and repentance of Adam alayhi salam, juxtaposed to the deflection of blame and the refusal to repent by shaitan. Today we're going to look at the istiqamatu Nuh alayhi salam. We're going to look at the steadfastness of the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, who we also refer to, or we might have heard him referred to as Noah. Nuh alayhi salam. There is a chapter in the Quran, Surah number 71, which is referred to as Surah Nuh, the chapter about Nuh alayhi salam. And there are many, many lessons in this chapter and in these verses. But the one I'd like for us to focus on today is the steadfastness, the consistency, the resilience of Nuh alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ أَنْ أَنذِرْ قَوْمَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. We sent Nuh to his people, and we said, warn your people and tell them, warn your people before a painful punishment comes upon them. قَالِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. He said, oh my people, and there's a lesson here, that when you are talking to people, you cannot otherize them, you cannot treat them as others, and speak to them distantly, without any affection, without any connection, without any concern or sympathy for them. But rather, you have to be invested within the people. He says, my people. He doesn't say, oh people. Ya qawmi, my people. And he says, I am here to warn you from Allah. أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Worship Allah and fear Him and obey me in what I am telling you to do. يَغْفِرْ لَكُم مِّن ذُنُوبِكُمْ. If you do that, God will forgive your sins. وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And He will allow you to live a beneficial, fruitful life for as much time as you have in this world. إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرْ. And know for a fact that when that moment comes, when Allah takes you away from this world, nothing can delay that moment. Nothing can delay that moment. لَوْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If you would only realize how important this is. And then, I want everyone to understand something. In another place in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah tells us, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. Nuh alayhi salam did his job. This message, he presented it to them, he spoke to them, he talked to them, he reasoned with them, he pleaded with them. He did everything in his capacity. And the Quran tells us How long did he do this for? Allah tells us in the Quran, he did this for 950 years. 1,000 years minus 50. 950 years. This is not just a quick little thing. Somebody gives us a task, and we go, we're back 5 minutes later, oh, it was too difficult. It's not working. They don't want to listen. There was a Sahabi at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. He came, he accepted Islam. The Prophet ﷺ said, go back to your people. He went back to his people and he said, here is the message of Islam, believe. They said, no, it's okay, we'll pass. He comes back to Mecca. The Prophet ﷺ says, what are you doing back? Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi. What are you doing back? And he says, inna dawsan qad asat. They're bad people. They don't listen. Fadu'ullaha alayhim. Make dua, Allah destroys them. The Sahaba say the Prophet ﷺ raised up his hands. And when we saw his hands, we said to ourselves, dawsa is finished. Inna dawsan qad halakat. They're gone. But when the Prophet ﷺ opened his mouth, the words came out of his mouth, Allahumma hdi dawsan. O Allah, guide the people of Dawsa. He said, "Inni lam ubaath la'anan wa innama bu'ithu rahmatan." I was not sent to curse people. I was not sent to doom people. I was sent as a mercy to people. And then he told Tufail, "Go back to your people. Irji' ila qawmik. Wad'uhum ila al-Islam. Call them to Islam. Warfuq bihim. But this time, care about them." And the Sahaba say, "We didn't see that man again." For over a decade, the next time we saw him, he brought over 1,000 people to become Muslim. The whole tribe. He brought the whole tribe, and the whole tribe became Muslim. So Nuh alayhi salam preached for 950 years. And after 950 years, when the people finally didn't listen, then he comes to Allah. He begs in front of Allah. He prays in front of Allah. And what does he say? Rabbi inni da'awtu qawmi laylan wa naharan. I called my people. I preached to my people. Again, pay attention to the word. He says, my people. He doesn't say, these people. My people. He says, night and day. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَاءِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. The more I call them, the more they run away from me. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. Every time I call them, and I don't yell at them, I don't reprimand them, I don't call them bad and evil and terrible, لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. I tell them, Allah will forgive you. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي أَذَانِهِمْ. They plug their fingers in their ears. وَاسْتَغْشَوْ ثِيَابَهُمْ. They cover their faces. They don't want to look at me. وَأَصَرُّوا. They are arrogant. They are insistent. وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. And they are arrogant and rude. ثُمَّنِي دَعَوْتُكُمْ جِهَارًا. So I said, okay, that's fine. I'll do it in a group, in a gathering. Maybe that'll be effective. Nope, that didn't work. ثُمَّنِي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ. So then I said, okay, let me talk to them one-on-one, but more like still in the public setting during daytime. Nope, that still didn't work. وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَكُمْ إِسْرَارًا. I said, oh, I understand. Social pressure. So I'll go to them one-on-one individually in their homes and speak to them privately. I did that. And they still didn't listen. This is the persistence, the consistency, the steadfastness of Nuh alayhi salam. In the face of such rejection, we know about the ark. We know about the tufan, the flooding of the world. We know about the destruction of all the people. We know that only 80 some odd people survived and followed him. And we fixate on that, and that's in the Quran. That's a fact that the whole world was annihilated. Everybody was wiped out. And only those in the ark survived with Nuh alayhi salam. This is all true. But what we do not pay enough attention to, what we do not reflect on enough, is that for nearly 1,000 years, every day, morning, afternoon, evening, and even at night, he preached every day, he prayed every day. He preached all day, he prayed all night. And he never stopped. And he never questioned. And he never asked why. But when? We were just listening to the ayat. وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. That when the difficult situations arrive, and the earth moves beneath their feet, and the messenger and those who believe with them, they say, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Oh Allah, when will your help come? They don't say if, or will it come? No, when will it come? But even then Allah says to them, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. It's soon enough. That's not your job to worry about the timeline. Our job is to do what we were told. Do your task. Do your job. Play your role. And Allah will take care of the rest. And that's not easy. That's not easy. It's very difficult. It's very challenging. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are our role models. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. They are our role models. And even they had moments where they asked, is the help coming now? So it's not easy. But it is still the job. We have to stay consistent. We have to be strong. We have to be steadfast. Every day, every night, we keep doing our job. And we know and we believe that the promise of Allah is true. That the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall be fulfilled. In this life and in the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us strength. May Allah give us steadfastness. May Allah give us consistency. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us resilience. May Allah make us strong upon our faith. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allah khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice everything that's been said and heard. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.